Ever wonder how your belief about money might be holding you back? Today we will dive into the topic that is near and dear to my heart, our relationship with money from a biblical perspective. As a Christian business owner, it's essential to understand how our belief about money can impact our lives, businesses, and finance. In this episode, I will share three common misconception about money from a biblical perspective and explore why it's crucial to release this limiting belief if you want to reach your income goal and make a bigger impact. So grab your Bible and let's replace this misconception with biblical truth. Hi, I'm Reina, Christian Money Mindset and Fun Money Habit Coach, and welcome to the Fun Money Habit Podcast. You will not be able to steward money wisely, earn without fear, and go to the next level financially if you believe that money is evil and being wealthy is bad. Let's talk about money from a biblical perspective and learn what the Bible says about it so you can reach your personal finance goal while keeping your heart on Jesus. If you are a Christian female entrepreneur who wants to seek God first, earn more without fear, leave debt free, build up your savings, and make an impact, you are in the right place. It's time to uncover the limiting belief and the self-sabotaging habit that are keeping you stuck financially and let God heal your relationship with money. So grab your Bible, a pen and paper, and let's do this. So let's be real for a moment. Have you ever find yourself stuck in your head with that horrible feeling of fear and anxiety around selling and earning money? Maybe you have been taught that being wealthy is somehow ungodly, or that struggling financially is a sign of virtue. Well, I'm here to tell you that these beliefs are not only misguided, but can also hold you back from doing what God is calling you to do in your business and your finance, to serve others with love and excellence. When we hold on to this misconception, you limit what God could do through you because of the fear of money. So before we dive into those three misconceptions, I want you to hold on to those key biblical truths. God is your provider and He owns everything. He wants us to steward the resources that He has given us, meaning managing it in a way that brings Him glory. He wants you to trust Him and, most importantly, to find contentment in Christ, regardless of your financial situation. All right, with that in mind, let's have a look at the three misconceptions about money that you need to let go of today if you want to transform your relationship with money and let go of the fear of selling and earning more. Misconception number one, poverty is righteous and holier. Do you believe that currently? Is it because you misunderstood Proverbs 28:6, which says, better to be poor and honest than to be dishonest and rich? Has your mind superficially interpreted those words and associated rich and dishonest as two things that always go together? That could easily happen if you already hold on to other beliefs such as rich people are greedy or rich people are morally corrupted. Those beliefs suggest that a wealthy individual have gained their wealth through unethical means or by exploiting others. And it's also kind of say that wealth and integrity are mutually exclusive. They don't go together somehow. And holding on to those beliefs make you feel fearful of earning more because you may be believing too that you will change and you will become dishonest if you become rich. Can you see how easily our mind can misinterpret something if you already hold on to negative belief about rich people and about money? Do you know if you're currently holding on to those beliefs right now? And if you do, I wonder, how is it affecting you, your business, and your goals right now?
I've seen with my clients who hold on to those beliefs, the impact on their finance is that they're not taking the right step to change their financial situation and increase their income to get out of debt or to have more money to give more, because they believe that if they get more, if they have more money, they will become corrupted and dishonest. So for them, they believe that struggling financially is actually holier than having more. So let's go back to that verse again, Proverbs 28:6, and look at what it means. It says, better to be poor and honest than to be dishonest and rich. When we read Proverbs, we need to remember that this is a collection of wisdom literature offering practical advice for righteous living. In that particular verse, the emphasis is on the value of integrity and honesty as a character trait for a person. It highlights the importance of moral uprightness over material wealth. So the question we need to ask ourselves is, in the dealing with my clients, in the way I conduct my business right now, am I being honest? Do I do things with integrity, or am I sneaky in the way I sell my product? You know, sometimes you have false scarcity or urgency from some people. You know what I mean? Is when they say, you only have 24 hours to get that program and you're never going to get it again at that price. But then you click on another link from them and you find the exact promotion and the exact scarcity attached to it. So this may be a sneaky way to do this and to aka give you a false sense of scarcity when actually there's not. So this is where I want you to pause and to look at your current business, your finance, and how are you dealing with it? How are you gaining wealth? Are you doing that by being honest and doing things the right way? Or are you being dishonest? You are doing things a sneaky way and the wrong way. Honesty and integrity are qualities that honor God and lead to blessing in various aspects of our life beyond just financial prosperity. It's about reflecting God's image, God's light, and acting in a way Jesus will act in the way we manage our finance and our business. So pause for a second and think. Are you believing that being poor is righteous because you associated rich people with corrupt and dishonest, and they're like, they always kind of go together? Misconception number two, money is evil. 1 Timothy 6:10. It's one of the verses that has been misquoted so much and have caused so much damage in your relationship with money. And I can see it with my mom and with myself, because she was repeating the verse the wrong way too. The verse says, for the love of money is the root of all kind of evil. And some people craving money have wandered from the true faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows. Because of that verse and the misinterpretation of it, many believe that money itself is evil, leading to guilt and shame around earning more. As a business owner, again, the impact of misunderstanding that verse is stopping your income potential and also impacting your net worth. When you're scared about wealth, about earning more money, you will be scared about charging for your service, asking for people to pay you for what you do, and also you'll be scared for saving or investing because you don't want to get to a status where people will call you rich and wealthy because you believe it's bad. This belief can really hold you back from stewarding your resources effectively, which will lead you to financial struggles. Again, coming back to the first misconception, you'd rather be poor than being rich because being poor is holier in your eyes. But in many passages of the Bible, God is saying, if you have been given the wealth, take care of others, support widows and poor people. So there is poor people and rich people in God's economy. We need to know how to manage what we receive so we can impact the people He wants us to impact in our life. But we can't do that if we let fear of money hold us back from doing what is good with the finance He has given us. The verse here actually says, it's Paul talking, and it's not condemning money itself, but the love of money, which can lead to greed and all kind of evil. Money is simply a tool, and when you use it wisely, it can be a blessing to us and to others. But if you let money control you, then it will affect your heart and become an idol in your life. So when you think about your goals, always check your heart motive and ask God that His will be done with all the dealing that you're doing in your business. Don't strive for money. Do things on purpose with God's leading the way and always check your heart. And the last misconception, number 3, wealth prevents you from salvation. The verse here is Mark 10:25. In fact, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. When I was coaching a client about her habit of spending money as soon as she received it and the tendency to keep a real minimum in her bank account, led us to that verse. She would buy things she didn't need or didn't want just because she was too afraid to have six figures in her bank account or to be AKA rich. There is a misconception that being wealthy means you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And this belief has created all sorts of overspending and mismanaging of money and created guilt and fear around wealth and success. That is stopping you again from stewarding your resources effectively and from increasing your net worth because again of an unfounded fear. Do you know if you are self-sabotaging your finance right now because of that misconception too? What does this verse actually talk about? We need to look at the full passage about that rich man, and it starts from verse 17 all the way to verse 31. Here, Jesus is cautioning about the danger of putting wealth above following Him. He's talking about putting your hope on your own action and your own wealth instead of trusting and hoping in Him only to be saved. Because if you go back to that passage, the person is saying, what can I do to be saved? Oh, I have already followed all of the commandments since I was very young. But then when God have asked him, okay, sell everything you have and follow me. For that person, money and wealth was his idols. And here in that passage, it's not talking about the amount of money we have or he had, but it's about the relationship with it and our priority in lives. There were misconceptions in the old times that being rich is mean that you have God's blessings and everything for you will kind of go well and you will be safe. But that's not what Jesus is saying. Salvation comes from believing that Jesus is God, repenting and trusting that His death and resurrection saved us all from our sin and reconciled us with God. That's how you can be safe. It has nothing to do with how much money you have or don't have. If in the morning the first thought you have is always, how can I make more money? Not taking time to pause and to praise God for the beautiful day, for who He is, for the blessing of the gospel. None of us deserve what we have been given. It's a fallacy to think, oh, I deserve to be rich or I am worthy on my own, because that's not what the Bible is teaching us. That's what the world is saying. The Bible is saying none of us are righteous. None of us are good enough. We all fall short of God's standard. But because of his love and grace, he sent his only son to save us all, to give us eternal life in Jesus, to be worthy in Jesus, not because of what we do or don't do, but because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Only because of him and through him that we get salvation, that we get eternal life, and that we get an abundance of blessing from the Lord because of that grace and mercy. None of the things we've been given we deserve. So I want you to humble yourself right now if you feel like, yeah, I deserve all of this because I'm good enough. None of us is good enough. All the things we get right now, it's a gift from the Lord. So please rejoice and humble yourself before the Lord and praise his name for all that you have been given. Because I know for a fact we don't deserve anything. How many times, even though we are in God's family, we still sin, we still react in a way that is not how God will ask us to react. It's not being patient or loving. There's no self-control in our dealing with finance or with other people. But his mercy and grace is enough. And that's only why we are still here standing, because of Jesus and his sacrifice. So please be careful what you're listening to, what you're watching, because it will slightly shift what you believe about God, about money, about you desiring things or wanting things and believing that I deserve it. That sentence alone have caused so many people to get into debt, to not steward their finances wisely because of that entitlement. Please, humble yourself before the Lord and understand the power of the gospel. Read your Bible and see what does it actually mean to be saved by Jesus. What did he has to go through for us to be saved? When he wasn't a sinner, when he did nothing wrong, hold on to that power of what he did and humble yourself before the Lord. So here you have it. Those were the three misconceptions. Can you see how easy it is for us to form the wrong belief or misinterpret a verse? And as I say, those beliefs can come from various sources. Maybe it's teaching from church that is not biblical, or your personal experiences, or your culture. It's important that you recognize that these beliefs are often unfounded and can prevent you from achieving the full potential and your purpose as a steward in God's economy and for his glory. And again, that's a key word, a steward. We are servant of God. So the three misconceptions you need to let go of is poverty is righteousness, money is evil, or wealth prevents you from salvation. Instead of living in fear or guilt, choose to trust God and to steward what he has given you wisely by again having that humbleness to know what you have been given is only because of Jesus. It's not because of what you do, because we don't deserve it. Find contentment in Christ, knowing that he is our Savior and our only hope. So if you were believing those three misconceptions, how they're impacting your finance and your business, I need you to really take a step today to pause and to release those and embrace a brand new way of thinking by asking God to renew your mind. Study your Bible. Ask God to reveal biblical truth from those verses and others to give you wisdom and discernment so we can journey together toward a deeper understanding of biblical stewardship and biblical financial freedom. We are servants of God. And we are blessed to be part of his family and to have been chosen by him. And I praise the Lord that Jesus came to save us all. So today, if you want to continue the conversation, DM me at Christian Money Mindset and let me know which one of those misconceptions do you need to work on or do you need to let go of today. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. Take care.
If you enjoyed this episode, please let me know by leaving a review, and don't forget to share the podcast so others can find it too. If you're ready to steward your money wisely and shift your money mindset, jump on a free call so you can get some clarity on what you should be doing next to reach your money goal, become financially confident, and honor God. I cannot wait to talk to you. It's time to create fun money habits, let go of your money blocks, and let God heal your relationship with money. But remember, true wealth is found in Christ alone. Have a blessed day.